pet sitting, dog walking, pet taxi, and more. HirePetPals.com has everything you're looking for. Your pet will thank you when Pet Pals is who you choose.
Hi, this is Pet Pal Kelly, and I want to personally welcome you to episode number 2 for the Pet Pals Bark and Learn podcast. Did you know today is Walk Your Dog Day? No, really, it is. And today I want to take the time to talk about the importance walks are for your dog. So about this time every year, it seems like, especially me, I'm staring down at the barrel of resolutions that I've made at the beginning of the year. And then I ask myself, what would my dog wish for if he could set his own goals? And I think Traggott would say more walks. And I would have to agree, because when we give them more walks, they become happier, healthier, and better behaved. Do you want to get out there and walk your dog more, but you just can't seem to get it to happen? Well, let's just talk about real quick some of the concrete suggestions for making walks more part of your regular routine. So another way to look at it is learn the right way to walk your dog. I said that. I did. Learn the right way to walk your dog. Maybe you're thinking, I already know how to walk. Of course you do. You do know how to work, but believe it or not, there's a right way and a wrong way to walk your dog. If you're doing it improperly, you may inadvertently making the whole experience for your dog less pleasurable for both of you. The more you like walking your dog, the more you'll make it a point to do it. So leash training is a very simple process, but it takes consistency. Once you teach your dog on how to walk on a loose on a leash, then all of that annoying pulling will be history, and going and taking off at other dogs will be history. So if we learn the right way to walk our dog on a leash, that might just be one way to get you out there walking your dog more. The second point I want to make is know your different walk types. Dogs need to walk for 4 distinct reasons. Generally, those are elimination, exercise, stimulation, and training. So it's really important to remember, but also so easy to forget, that not every walk has to satisfy all of those reasons. And actually, setting up a routine where walks are purposeful can help you stick with it. So let's talk about those 4 distinct differences on the type of walks. So the elimination walks, these are usually short and to the point. And that's okay as long as they're not the only walk that your dog gets. So maybe that's in the morning. You just got to get out there, let your dog do your business, and you go, okay? Then that second walk of the day would be a Pet Pals walk. That's perfectly great. Actually, I really highly suggest that your dog does get 2 walks in per day. The next type of walk is a stimulation walk. Those are for your dog's benefit, not yours, not anyone else's. Those are simply the stimulation walks are for your dog's benefit. That's where you walk at your dog's pace. You stop and let the dog smell the roses. You do all the things that your dog wants to do. Well, as long as they stay safe, right? Exercise walks. Those are usually long and tiring and both good for you and your dog. I like to say to try to do one of those daily if possible. Some dog breeds, there isn't a long enough walk that you can do that's going to tire them out. So you want to keep that also in the back of your mind about what breed your dog is. The last walk is training walks. Those can happen when you need them to. Ideally, all walks will incorporate the training principles for you and your dog that you have worked on. So maybe this next one will help you get out there walking your dog a little bit more. Set your alarm. No one likes rolling out of bed to walk their dog, but in a morning walk, it is important for your pup, particularly if you're gone most of the day. Setting your alarm 15 minutes earlier with the express purpose of taking your dog on a walk or a longer walk helps set a healthful routine. These morning walks may just be something that everybody looks forward to. How do you help yourself look forward to them? Maybe is there a coffee shop you can stop by and get your coffee fix every day with your dog? Or maybe this is a time you listen to your favorite podcast, Pet Pals Bark and Learn podcast, or time to chat with a friend in a different time zone. So, you know, time is a very precious commodity for us all, but the time being spent physically active with your dog is time never wasted. Okay, so what if we create a shared goal together? Odds are your dog is getting overweight. Maybe it happens, but walking is the absolute best way to help manage your dog's weight, which can ultimately extend his life by years. So let's say that again. Walking is one of the best ways to help manage your dog's weight, which can ultimately extend your life by years. So slow and steady is a way to build up a walk routine for your dogs who have become largely sedentary. So maybe let's go back up here and talk about the different types of walk. Maybe you want to start off with just simple elimination walks, and then you work your way up to exercise walks, right? That would be a really good plan to start off with. Walking your dog more can help you even reach your own fitness goals as well. So we're creating shared goals together. So set yourself a milestone for steps that you want to take a walk in a day, or even miles to walk in a week. Once you've met that goal, set another. Gamifying these walks is a great and excellent way to make them something you enjoy, not something you dread. So set that Fitbit watch or that Samsung watch, whatever kind of watch you have, or maybe go out and get yourself a watch and set that goal for how many steps or how many miles you want to take in a day or in a week. That is very motivating. Okay, so what if you just simply can't get out there to even walk your dog once a day? It's life out here, friends. There is no shame in that at all. We have been walking dogs for over 14 years, and there is one thing you can do for your dog if you can't do it is hire a professional dog walker from Pet Pals. No one said you have to be the one to walk your dog every time. If you simply can't dedicate any more of your schedule to walking your dog than you already do, stop feeling guilty. Just stop feeling guilty and call Pet Pals. Dog walkers are less expensive than you think, and we're a simple way to get your dog that much needed exercise and mental stimulation. And when your dog forms that bond with a dog walker, it's actually a really positive thing for your dog, because here at Pet Pals, finding the right dog walker can help your dog become less anxious and even more social. And don't think of dog walkers as all or nothing propositions. Having a dog walker come in 2 days a week or once a week or maybe 5 days a week is better than none at all. So, you know, that's a really good thing to think about. You don't have to have the dog walker from Pet Pals coming every day, the same time every day. You don't have to do that. Maybe you can get home from your lunch 3 times a day, then have Pet Pals come in the other 2 times. Or 3 times a week and have Pet Pals come in the other two days a week. So it is definitely not an all or nothing type of deal. All right, Pet Pal Kelly, that sounds all great and dandy, but how do I get myself ready to make dog walking feel more enjoyable and less like a chore? Okay. That's a really good question. So the first thing I would suggest is to get yourself ready first. No matter what time of day you take your walk, make sure you are super comfy in workout or athleisure outfit. This includes comfy shoes, appropriate clothing for the weather, sunglasses. It just makes the whole walk more enjoyable, and then you can focus more on your pup and less on yourself. I'm a firm believer after 14 years of walking dogs, you have to be comfortable out there and you have to dress for the weather. There isn't anything such thing as bad weather. It's just that you're not dressed appropriately for the weather. So make sure that you are, you know, wearing whatever comfy, if jeans are comfy to, for you to wear versus leggings, then wear the jeans, but just make sure that you are comfy. The next thing that I would highly suggest is if you're using a retractable leash and your dog isn't responding well or appropriately to that, just put that retractable leash aside. Or maybe you got a really long leash and your dog is not responding or tugging or pulling. Okay, let's bring that back to a shorter leash. We understand a longer leash or a retractable one can seem to be more freeing, but they also can be more dangerous in the long run. So when we are up by the street, we keep the pet pals on a 4-6 leash, so they're out of harm of spontaneous cars, hazardous waste on the streets, and other dogs. So some pet pals would seriously say hello to every pup on the street if allowed, while other pet pals want nothing to do with other people, other dogs, anything, right? So the reality is not every dog is dog friendly, and it's way safer to keep your dog in close proximity to you from those moments. So take that leash shorter and have your dog closer to you. Okay. So last thing let's talk about real quick here is the nose goes. Stop and smell a bush. Stop and check this tree mail. Mark that mailbox. Smell that plant or just the cement. It's like every 5 seconds, right? And sometimes for some, that can just be super annoying or frustrating. And so at an attempt for a nice peaceful walk, like we see in the commercials, the reality is pups' noses are no joke. One of the best thing you can do is don't pull. This will make your dog more confused and stay put even more. So try bringing a squeaky toy or make a noise to distract them to help alleviate this bad habit. Work on it as it is time to go or let's keep going commands on your training walks. Believe it or not, letting your pup have this special time will totally help mentally stimulate them or even wear them out than more than just your walk. So if your dog is one of those that likes to stop and smell the roses, let them. Absolutely let them. That does so much for their mind. It does so much for the stimulation. And when that brain gets tired, that is taking so much more energy out of them. So maybe it's time for us to stop and slow down and smell the roses. But let's just recap real quick here on National Dog Walk Day. When we walk our dog regularly, it provides a basic foundation for physical and mental health. Your dog wants to know the world. And if we confine our dogs to the house for too long, they get bored. And boredom can lead to destructive behavior. I think at one point we probably have seen it either in our family or in another family. And it's not very fun for anybody to clean that up. And it's not fun for our dog either. Your dog is dependent on you to take them out to explore the sights, smells, and sounds of the world. And if you can't, Pet Pals is here for you. Call us or text us if you need assistance or if you need us to get out there to walk your dog. Our phone number is 605-999-1355.
We're in home pet sitting, dog walking, pet taxi, and more. HirePetPals.com has everything you're looking for. Your pet will thank you when Pet Pals is who you choose.